T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, 3 o'clock hour, Hockman and Crowder. Crazy situation for all of us, but we are glad to be back on the air. We were off Monday and Tuesday as they were prepping our home studios, and everything seems to be going smoothly today. Sans the first 5 or 6 minutes of the show, get connected. I'm at my house in Boca Raton, and Crowder's at his house in Davie. And Solana is running things from the mothership in El Portal. Normally, we begin our simulcast on 560 The Joe right now, but we are not simulcasting today. We will be tomorrow. So today we are 790 The Ticket only, and very proud to be 790 The Ticket only for the day. And Hockman and Crowder brought to you today by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. We've got Gino Toretta joining us today. We've got John Clayton from the Washington Post joining us today. And other than that, we will do our regular nonsense. How I'm going to get headlines here in a second from Solana. How are you biding the time, Crowder? I know earlier you said your kids obviously are doing distance learning online. Are you watching any shows or anything on Netflix or HBO or anything?
The schedule with shows for me is the same at night, man. Like, bro, I wish my kids were 15, because goodness gracious, bro, a 7 and 8 year old, right, teaching them long division and then writing the what's it called, the webs. What they do, they teach kids so crazy these days. If you want to write a story, you write the topic in the middle and make this big ass web of information around it. I'm like, bro, just write about fishing. Like, write about baseball. What's going on? Like, it's funny. I was joking with my kids. I want them to call me Mr. Crowder from 8 a.m. to 1. I'm going to get them to call me Mr. Crowder, because all I do is go back and forth, me and my wife back and forth, trying to be teachers. We're homeschooling kids. That's what it is. That distant learning, make it a cool name if you want to, Hawk. With a 7 and 8 year old, it's called homeschool, because they don't know, man, how to do what they're supposed to do.
I do not envy you. Yeah, parents that are in your situation, because, again, my kid's 15, so he's on the headsets all day playing basketball and oh, wow.
$305.
There's a sense of normalcy. Little sense of normalcy for you, us being interrupted by Pitbull. You will always hear Pitbull at 305 on this radio show. That is our guarantee to you. Does not matter how much virus is spread. We will do that.
That's the first time in the history of my life I've got excited by hearing Pitbull's voice. It really so brought nice. Me some normal stuff. Yes.
So nice. If you want to see, by the way, my setup, I did a little tour on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, it's Radio Mark Hockman. Hopefully we can get Crowder to give a little tour of his setup at his house. But you'll see, I tried to decorate it a little bit. I wanted to feel like I was actually, working. So I've got the Jim Larranaga shirt as my chair backdrop. And I've got my Sebastian the Ibis bobblehead, couple of hats. Try to make it look like I was doing something important, even though we know we're not doing anything important. But Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram, if you want to see it.
After watching your video, I need a lot of upgrades to my area. I'm in a tent, man. I'm in a tent of black towels.
Well, I told Crowder, just a lot of people, they broadcast from their home, and a lot of people don't have, you know, carpets or whatnot. There's tile, and the ceilings are high nowadays and whatnot. And so a lot of times there's a lot of echo, and it sounds cavernous. And one of the ways, since we don't have soundproof foam, you know, in our homes, I said, just stack up towels, bath towels, all by you and your microphone, because that'll absorb some of the sound so it doesn't bounce too much anymore. So I'm guessing you've got all the bath towels.
And as you described it as cavernous this morning on the text, I look around, marble floors everywhere, 15-foot ceilings, and, like, I love open floor plans, so the house is just open. And I was like, damn, I have to make a tent. Because I'm telling you, bro, if I didn't have these, I have a cooler next to me wrapped in a towel with another towel on top, and I have a little ceiling. Yeah, man, it would sound like I was 100 feet away if I didn't have this crap wrapped around me. And I'm getting hot now because there's no air condition in my tent.
You're like the ref looking in the when they used to do the replay and they would put their head in that little thing. That's how I picture you doing the show.
I'm in the replay tent right now, but I can't leave. I'm there for 4 hours.
Let's get headlines from Alejandro Solana as we work our way into our groove again.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The IOC, that's the International Olympic Committee, guys.
You down with IOC?
They postponed Tokyo Summer Olympics until 2021.
We'll entertain ourselves. You do your stories, we'll entertain ourselves.
Yeah. It feels like normal, you guys, just not listening. However, it will still be referred to as the 2020 Summer Olympic Games.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. That's like when they have Sunday night football on a Thursday night, and they call it Sunday night football.
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
And people were outraged. Oh, you're doing it too soon. Man, really? Like, really, what are we missing with the Olympics? Is it as serious as the NBA?
No, but I will tell you this, all the Olympians that train, like, this would be, I'm guessing, like, the real crunch time for training. So when people are like, well, why don't you might as well wait and see if the pandemic settles down or whatnot, but, like, they're missing out on all this training. So now you're going to have a guy walk up, is this the Summer Olympics? So you're going to have a guy walk to the, you know, the javelin throw, and he's going to look like me, and you don't want that in your Olympics.
Mark Hockman, next.
Trust me, you don't want that in your Olympic viewing. So
new personal record, 6 feet.
So I'm glad they postponed it. What else do you have, Solana?
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell sent a memo to clubs yesterday saying all club facilities will close at 6 p.m. starting today with limited exceptions, and the league will reassess April 8th. With advice from experts.
Yeah, we're going to talk with John Clayton from the Washington Post, the professor, in the 4 o'clock hour, and get his opinion on whether the NFL draft will happen as scheduled.
Cam Newton says he is hungrier than ever after the Panthers released him yesterday.
Yep, I can imagine that.
Is it because of the quarantine, or what is?
I sure am hungry. You should have gotten that sound. You should have gotten that sound, Solana. Here's a sound from Cam Newton yesterday after he was released. I show him hungry. What else you got, Solana?
Marcus Mariota says he is the Raiders' backup quarterback and called it Derek's team.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what Ryan Tannehill did to Marcus Mariota. He's just following the playbook. That's a good move out of him.
Yeah, like if Derek has a bad game and they say, Marcus, are you ready? No, coach. Give Derek another couple weeks.
I told you back in March, it's Derek's team.
You know what? These players in free agency, they get so cliche, it's hilarious to me.
Anything else, Solana?
Karl Anthony Towns revealed his mother is in a medically induced coma, then urges public safety about the coronavirus.
Yeah, I would say as this continues on, many of us are going to know people or be one or two people removed from someone that's having a serious ill effect from it. So obviously. Slim, and what's that?
Slim Thug got COVID.
He does?
Yeah. I don't know why. You're just talking about famous people with COVID, and Slim Thug came out with a long thing. I don't know how people know Slim Thug. I don't know if anybody cares about Slim Thug.
I was going to say, sick. I think we follow different websites, because I was going to point out that Prince Charles has it. You pointed out Slim Thug has it. But it really is. We said this when we were in studio last week, and we'll say it ad nauseum. Follow the expert's advice, and the more you practice self-isolation right now, probably the shorter that we'll actually have to do this as a society. So just do the right thing.
And it's funny to hear people come out, because Slim Thug, you know, his name's Slim Thug. He thinks he's a thug. But to hear a dude like that come out and talk about illness and protecting yourself, just if you haven't seen it, go and listen to him. It's hilarious.
Where might I find that?
Maybe Google Slim Thug Corona. But, dudes be tough. Hey, I wasn't even, I was just hanging out. I went and grabbed something to eat every now and again. Like, he was telling this story in a very rough way. You know, it's just different lives, man. Different lives. Like, I didn't feel sorry. I didn't feel sorry for Thug when he told me what happened.
What else you got, Solana?
Finally, guys, Pornhub has donated 50,000 surgical masks to New York City emergency workers. They're also making, you want to listen up here, guys, they're also making their premium service free for 30 days to encourage people to stay inside.
All right. Well, I'm not going to lie. That's why I couldn't get signed on at the beginning of the show. I was using up too much bandwidth.
They should hand out towels. Free towels are what we need.
I mean, I don't think a surgical mask is going to cut it, if you know what I'm talking about. All right. You have weather, Solana?
Pornhub always there to lend a hand.
Yes, God bless them. And weather.
Yeah, weather right now in South Florida. I'm looking out the window. No rain, baby, so that's a good news. But it could be raining where you're at.
Okay.
56% humidity.
That's the weather?
0 inches of precipitation.
It was almost like a do-it-yourself novel. Like, when, like, well, what's your suggestion? Just look out the window and you'll know the weather?
A lot of moving parts back here, Hawk.
All right. Okay. Understood.
Air quality is good. This weather report was brought to you by Nature Valley. The satisfying crunch of the Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with whole grain oats and real delicious honey, it's really tasty too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars.
Speaking of lots of moving parts back there and whatnot, there's a bunch of people at the radio station that I think need to be thanked for getting us on the air from our houses. Ed Huerta, our chief engineer, Steph, the specialist, if you will. He's the one that troubleshot with me at the beginning of the show.
You's about to shoot.
You about to be.
Online.
and Tree Crawford, obviously. There's a lot of people at the radio station that are working hard to make sure that we all can get on the air. I'm talking about all the shows on 790 The Ticket, and all those guys deserve a debt of gratitude, because we're doing it to make sure that everybody is just kind of able to get into their normal routine. And so the engineers, though, have been working all day, all night. So props to them. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, he's going to join us in the next segment. There's a very sad piece of news for Miami Hurricanes that went to school in my era, like Gino. The last Tony Romas in Miami closed. Did you know that, Solana?
I did. I saw your Twitter account yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Many a great night spent at Tony Romo's. And there's also football to talk about with Gino. So Gino here is going to join us momentarily.
Delaware Chicken Farmer Seafood Market. Y'all got to get out there. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. They are getting shipments in. They got trucks coming every day. Call in and check with what they have. But lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. The dips, the eggs, the sides. Call them in advance. Go to DelawareChicken.com to find out what you want now. And then call them, hit them up, tell them what you want. They'll let you know the availability, and they'll have your order packed package already when you get there. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. The prices are amazing. You'll see at DelawareChicken.com. It's going to blow your mind, these amazing prices. And they're going to give you a great selection. Like I said, they have it all. But right now, I cranked up the grill a couple nights ago. I've cooked up a bunch of stuff for a couple nights, a couple lunches, you know, trying to get it together. But I had to go get some kebabs, the chicken and beef kebabs, large, gigantic pieces of meat. They have onions and peppers on them. They have the Maryland-style crab cakes, more crab than cake, made in-house, only $4.49 each. Middle neck clams, 50-count for $18.99 a pound. Just get to Delaware. It is delicious food. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They know what they're doing, and they're trying to help out their thousands of South Florida families that's been coming there for years, like me. I've been going to Delaware over 15 years, going to Delaware for, you know, their entire life. They're going to try to help you out. Call them in advance. That number is 954-983-6831. DelawareChicken.com is the website. Get down there. Get you some delicious food, and when y'all go down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back with Gino Toretta on Hockman and Crowder. We are doing the shows for the foreseeable future from our homes, and hopefully everything sounds all right. You're always welcome to text in 67974. Hockman in Boca, Crowder in Davie. I don't know where Gino Toretta is. Is he in Coconut Grove, I'm guessing? Gino Toretta. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Are you in Coconut Grove, Gino? Is that where you live?
I am not home. I am home. I'm not in Coconut Grove. I'm technically in unincorporated Dade County, which is about five houses from the Coral Gables border. So
gotcha.
Behind Chicken Kitchen, if you remember the area, Red and Sunset area.
Oh, do I love me some Chicken Kitchen and some mustard curry sauce. Gino Toretta is the Heisman Trophy winner, national champion two times, I think, member of the College Football Hall of Fame, a friend of the program, and as long as you mentioned where you are, very close to Coral Gables, a sad piece of news yesterday. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Tony Roma's has closed its final Miami location. Can you speak on, you know, I went to UM 87 to 91. When did you go, 86 to 90?
God, Hawk, I'm younger than you are. I went 88 to 92.
I feel like I'm aging better than you, and I'm not aging better than many people.
You know, I don't know what you're, what mirror you're looking into, but I don't think that's true at all.
Well, certainly not with this pandemic. This pandemic, man, I am growing man boobs out of the out of my shirt. But you can speak to it. In our day at University of Miami, Tony Roma's was the spot.
Oh, yeah, that was, I mean, in our day, remember, that was pre-Cocoa Walk days. I mean, there really wasn't many places to go to. Heck, I remember my recruiting visit. We went to someplace, Club Oz. I think that was in the 180s on US-1, way the hell down south. But, yeah, Roma's, is, in my eyes, is dead for a long time because I think there's a TD Bank or some bank on the corner of Ludlam and US-1 now. So, yeah, I'm not sure I ever ate in Roma's. I know I imbibed on some drinks.
Right, people don't realize that was the late night party was at Roma's. Do you remember the keyboardist?
No. If it's normally late night, I might have, you know, not remember much of going in there.
There was a guy named Brooks Reed.
It was dark as
Brooks
hell, Reed. I know that.
Brooks Reed was he would play the tunes, and that place was a party spot.
It's dark. 3 in the morning, Hawk, and you're over there by the pianist?
Yeah, man, I got to hear
Hey, Channing, I'm not worried about the name of the guy running the DJ booth, if you know what I mean.
Man. Sorry I wasn't on the football team, fellas. Sorry my college football experience may have been a little different than the Heisman Trophy winner and the All-American out of Florida.
I was worried about, am I going to get some baby back ribs and some french fries before the kitchen closes or not?
Yeah, but the onion loaf. How about the onion loaf?
It was all solid at 3 in the morning.
Are y'all talking about food for real, or is this slang? It's 3 a.m. We know what we're trying to do.
Listen, in my world, the onion loaf was actual fried onions. In Gino's world, probably not. Gino Toretta's with us. All right, so Tony Romo's closed in Miami. I do want to ask you a couple of football things. And for a lot of people that don't know, Gino has a broadcast company, Touchdown Radio. First of all, you're in your business, obviously, dependent on broadcasting college football games. Do you think that the college football season is going to start on time? Have you received any kind of direction?
I have not. I mean, I'm going to say I assume it is. I mean, we're talking about September, but I think it's critical that we continue. I think the whole shutdown and the social distancing, I mean, you know, where I grew up in California, I mean, they did it, I think, a lot longer than we have. I don't even know if our state is completely shut down. It's more just Miami-Dade County taking more precautions than the rest of the state. But I think the only way to stop this thing and to make sure that I think football starts on time is, you know, to end the spread, to make sure we can, you know, test everybody that's, you know, got it and quarantine them or isolate them, do whatever. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, there's direction now. I think there's enough time to get prepared, you know, after once it's all said and done. I mean, heck, remember last year when Fitzpatrick showed up? He looked like he had a half a keg in his under his shirt when he showed up to run sprints. So, you know, he made do all right with less time.
It's funny, Gino, I was going to ask you, is it more of like the organizational stuff with just football, period, college, NFL, the organizational stuff, not being able to, you know, to really see the recruits and see the draft guys, you know, see the guys you want to look out, you know, to recruit to college or even draft in the NFL, or about the players? Like, bro, I would not trust myself for 3 or 4 months not to have a workout plan. I would be 290 pounds. I think that's the bigger concern, right?
Well, we're pre-internet, I think, workouts. I've actually, that's one thing I've managed to continue to do. The only thing to keep my sanity, I got the Peloton app, and I either go for runs outside or work out in the house. So, you know, I assume most guys are doing that. I think with UM, I think the concern is you have a new offensive coordinator. So, to me, that's a new language that you got to teach guys. You've lost spring practice. You know, how much time are you going to have to prepare in the summer? Is it as soon as it's clear you go back in and then you're full time? I think with the NFL guys, I think it's less. I mean, I get where you're saying I don't trust myself, but you know as well as I do, when money starts coming into play, you know, guys make sure they're going to be, you know, somewhat ready to play, you know, once camp rolls around and things like that. But I'm concerned with UM is, you know, how do you install a new offense and how do you evaluate players? You have a quarterback that's just got here from a different school. And would they have 3 or 4 practices? And then it was all canceled.
Gino Toretta is with us. That's the disadvantage for teams that have made some wholesale changes. If you're returning most of your guys, most of your staff, you're going to be way ahead of the game this season, right? And that's nothing that can really be overcome.
Yeah, way ahead. I mean, that, but you know, I think that the other thing, and Channing, you know, mentioned, obviously, you know, guys are going to come back in shape, I think. You know, I think the critical thing is there's nothing compares to practice and the physicality of actual practice and going through stuff because, you know, how many times we see a guy hold out and, yeah, he shows up in shape and then he starts going through a full contract drill or gets lit up and all of a sudden he's hurt and he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. Those are the kinds of things you have to be concerned about. And if you kind of crunch down preparation time, you know, it takes a while for your body to prepare for all those collisions and trying to accelerate and, you know, zero to 60 speed or as fast as guys run nowadays and stop, that you put a lot of stress on your body that's not normal.
And is that kind of what, like Hawk's saying, where the veteran teams or the veteran coaches, that's who's going to benefit from this because they have their implemented system. Like you said, UM changing OCs, you know, and then honestly the DC situation, knowing that Manny, I believe, is going to get more involved. Is that where you'll be more concerned as a football program when those wholesale changes? And do you anticipate those solid teams, the Alabamas, the Clemsons, the teams that are already on top, will stay there? There won't be any dark horses this year, but, you know, with this corona effect.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I just think, like, you know, Channing, with pros or college, it's hard to – you can't evaluate. So, you know, whether you're, you know, let's say you're a free agent rookie signing and you know what, somehow you fell through the cracks, maybe you're going to get a less of an opportunity to go out there and prove your mettle. I think in college, the same thing. You're a young kid, you know, maybe talent-wise, and you can pick it up and you're going to be better, but the coach is not going to trust somebody that they've never seen do it, nor have they put through the rigors of enough practice and enough, you know, different scenarios with a field, especially a quarterback, that they're going to feel comfortable, you know, you going out there and playing. So I think, yeah, the more experience, the better. You don't have, you know, offensively, you don't have to teach them a new language. Defensively, you don't have to worry about, you know, I know what, if I'm your coach and you're in your fourth year, I know what your strengths and weaknesses are and how I can game plan, you know, around the best 11 I can get on the field. If you haven't seen guys practice, you know, and they're rookies or free agents, you're like, okay, well, I think this guy could do this. And, you know, you get exposed in a week or two, and then all of a sudden, okay, well, back to the drawing board, what I thought we got, we didn't get. So, you know, the experience definitely has an advantage, or will.
Gino Toretta is with us. I mentioned earlier you've got a broadcast company, Touchdown Radio. You broadcast college football games. So you've watched all the guys that are coming out in the draft, and will remains to be seen whether the draft will take place as scheduled. But if everyone's healthy, let's say Tua, there's no questions about his health right now. That doesn't mean that long-term durability is not a question. That's always going to be a question. But the health right now is fine. Out of Tua, Burrow, Love, Herbert, you've watched all these guys. Who's going to make the best NFL quarterback?
The guy with the best 10 guys around him. I know that's a cop-out answer, but that's my always answer. Who's going to be the guy that's the best? I mean, you know, we could go back to Peyton Manning being the first pick of the draft, and people were like, well, he was great. He wasn't great as a rookie. And can we talk about the guys he had around him? He had Dallas Clark at tight end, Marvin Harrison in the Hall of Fame, Reggie Wayne on the cusp of the Hall of Fame, Edgar and James in the Hall of Fame. Okay, that's a pretty good supporting cast, you know, that is there to, you know, obviously help the quarterback to develop. I think, you know, Burrow had one of the most magical seasons in college football last year, just an amazing player. I think Tua is magical, you know, as far as, you know, the things that he did, even as a true freshman. My question, even if Tua didn't have the major hip injury, there were questions about his durability because he got banged up, you know, in the years that he was playing at Alabama, and his size is, you know, obviously that's going to be a concern. I think, you know, the questions with Herbert. Herbert's got the physicality of, you know, with all the best guys. He's 6'6". He can run. He can sling it. My question is he seems, you know, very laid back, not vocal. And if you remember Marino on a field, that's the exact opposite of Marino on a field. You know, I mean, Marino was in a guy's face if you ran the wrong route, dropped the ball, did whatever. And at times you need that. You know, I think you need that at quarterback. So I would probably, you know, I guess question that. But, you know, I think, listen, these guys are only going to be as successful as the team that they have around them, especially, you know, when they go right in, you know, as a first or second year guy.
Geno, Rivers, Brady, Bridgewater, Cam, Foles, Tannehill re-signed, Marcus Mariota, crazy offseason for quarterbacks. Who do you think is going to do the best? Who do you think is in the best situation to ball out and prove that their move was the right decision?
To me, I mean, it's hard not to say Brady. You know, to perform as well as he has for as long as he has. You know, and everybody said, well, his skills have diminished. I don't see he's accurate with the ball. Now all of a sudden, you got a guy. Was it Mike Evans, a big wideout at Tampa? I mean, you know, he hasn't played with – has he played with a top-flight, you know, Hall of Fame wideout, you know, since Randy Moss? And that was only
Moss.
One season, you know. I mean, that was a while ago.
One game.
Yeah, I mean
– against the Dolphins.
I just, to me, is – it. And the thing that I like, Bruce Arians, the head coach, was a former quarterback. He's known for coaching quarterbacks. I mean, heck, he got Carson Palmer out of retirement and turned him back into an all-pro. So I would think that he can Arians and Tampa and Brady are going to, you know, I think they'll have a pretty good year. And hey, thank God, is the AFC East up for grabs this year?
Yes. Totally.
Get an extra playoff check. Oh, wait. Aren't they making guys play an extra game and they don't get more money?
No, they are getting more money. No, they're getting more money. They're getting more money.
That's a different discussion, our new CBA.
Yeah. Oh, good. They can smoke, though, Gino. I don't know about that, but I heard they can.
Yeah, no more testing for pot.
It's a positive for some guys. They backed up the pension. So if you made three seasons, you get vested, so you get a pension. They bumped all the guys that are around my age to, you know, a minimum of 500 for a season or something like that. The one thing that they did it at the cost, if you were on full disability, you just got, I think, up to 30 grand taken out of your pocket a year, and if you're permanently total disabled. So that's I don't think that's a very good trade-off. You're permanently disabled to make some other guys eligible for a pension, but that's me.
Don't take it up with us. So he had nothing to do with it.
No. I'm just saying there are positives and negatives in the whole thing, you know. So.
Hello, it's Channing Crowder, Miami Dolphins. Yeah, 52.
Yeah, Gino doesn't like what y'all just did. So we got to do something about it.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, I want to know, are you guys on Comrex Accesses at your house? Is that what you're doing?
No, we're on a new internet-based system, which I am not at liberty to say.
Oh, okay. And then what do you guys see? Like the shows I do on Sirius, everybody acts like you can't do a show without your co-host right next to you. And on any show I've ever done with Sirius, we do it remote. You just do a little video conference call, you know, and then you can, you know, make signs to your co-host when they want to ask a question. Or
yeah, we're not even doing that because we're like Tom Brady and Randy Moss. One quick nod via text, and he knows which route to run.
Oh yeah, that's how it works. Well, that's how it works. You know what though? When you get like a guy that's just a terrible interview, and we all know that there are people you have interviewed that are just terrible. They ain't giving you nothing. And what I used to do when I used to do a show with Jack Root, I would just get up in the middle of the interview and go to the bathroom, and then he wouldn't see me on the video conference. So he realized I was done with my part of the interview.
Yeah, if things go well, I'll give you if things go poorly, I should say, I'll give you a Mount Rushmore of terrible interviews as this thing continues, as I look for more things to talk about.
Yes, I like that.
Pour one out tonight, Gino, for Tony Romo's. Pour one out tonight.
Pour one out tonight? What, Bud Light, old or Coors Light in the bottle? That was like one of the first places that had Coors Light, you know, down here. I remember when I got to college. So, or you want me to drink bourbon or something?
Oh. Well, you must have fell off, Gino. Well, I want you to drink some Funky Buddha, man. That's
Funky Buddha?
All
right. All right, I'll get some of that, some of Tank. I got to get you to try Tank. They're the local guys as well. They're good stuff.
Okay, give it to me, baby. You know, I drink some beer now.
Hey, Chaney, without a strength coach and drinking beer, yeah, it might be a rough few weeks when you go back to practice after this, right?
Bro, Gino, I'm garbage right now, man. My little belt, my stomach's hanging over my belt. My wife's talking about me. This Corona, man, is killing my sexy. Destroying it.
I've been back. I just wanted to see if you guys were talking any crap about me.
You can work out at home, Channing. You know that, right?
Don't tell my wife, Gino, because the kids and the French onion dip and the wavy Lays, they all just get a hold of me, man.
Oh, you know what? I have noticed that. I go into Publix, and you can't buy toilet paper or paper towels, but there's those damn Cape Cod chips every day in their full stack in there every single day in the grocery store.
So good. All right. Yeah, we got to let you go. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Thank you, Gino.
See you guys.
There you go, Gino Toretta. I cut out there for a second, but I'm back. And we're expecting John Clayton in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some NFL with him, so we still have a lot to come here.
1,000-unit month for Lubeck Road Chevrolet. January, we got 1,000. February, we got 1,000. March, we're going for 1,000. You already know where to get the lowest prices in the nation. When this clears up now, we're going to have to go out and run around again. And you've been looking at those cars. Now, you've been sitting in your cars, riding around, going places. I see y'all staying in my Suburban. Go to Lubeck Road Chevrolet. Go see Eric Nunez, the owner. Another 1,000 customers took advantage of how awesome Eric Nunez does his wonderful dealerships down here. The number one dealer for new and pre-owned vehicles, and it's Lubeck Road Chevrolet. And my homeboy, Eric Nunez, you know the deal. No one sells for less, period. It's where other dealers bring their loved ones, their friends, their spouses. They leave their dealership or their home to come to see Eric Nunez because he knows Eric is going to work those numbers out. He's the nicest dude in the world, and he hires his own staff. Eric always tells me it's about the customers being happy and comfortable in my beautiful showrooms, and the showrooms are immaculate. So he hires his own staff knowing that his customers are going to be dealing with awesome people, nice people, and people that are the best at their job. An award-winning service department, award-winning sales team, award-winning lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. There's only one Eric Nunez, and there's only one place to go for a new or pre-owned car, and that's Lubeck Road Chevrolet. Tell them the COO Eric Nunez sent you down there. Tell them I sent you down there. Just get down there and get the best price on a car you will ever get, and that's Lubeck Road Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. If you're working at home now, just like we are, if you've got an Alexa or a Google Home, just ask it to play 790 The Ticket, and you'll be able to listen to us that way. Or download the radio.com app, and you can listen to us that way. Just favorite 790 The Ticket as your favorite radio station, and you will be able to listen to us at your leisure. And when we got on the air this afternoon around 2 o'clock, I'd ask people, how are they listening and where are they listening? And I'll ask it again. It's just a curiosity factor for us. Where are you and how are you listening? Are you listening on AM radio? Are you listening on HD radio? Are you listening on the radio.com app? Are you listening on a different app? You could text it in 67974. That is the text line, 67974. And as I said earlier in the show, we will endeavor to do our regular show and bring you the fun and frivolity that we normally bring you, and we'll keep doing it till we get to be able to come back in the studio. I'm at my house in Boca Raton. Crowder is at his house in Davie. Solana is in the studio in El Portal. And how do you feel about the first 2 hours broadcasting at home, Crowder?
It's pretty cool. I get to see the kids walk out, but then, yeah, man, just not leaving the house, the change in it. It'll take me a little while to adjust to it. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, it's gonna be a significant adjustment. Figure out how do I balance being home and doing work. And you know, again, I speak for me. I would much prefer to be in the studio. I have no. Yeah. I know a lot of people have this. Thought that working at home makes everything so easy and so great. But I really do. I like to be able to look at Solana and look at you and see everything that's going on around us. And I like to leave the house. But a lot of people are being forced to work from home. And I imagine this might change business as we know it, too, as companies find out that more people can work from home rather than go into an actual physical location.
But I'm like so much myself, you know, like my wife, I'm here with my wife and I, you know, it's just fun to see her. I don't never get a chance to see her work and do all the real estate and all the yelling at people on the phone. So I'm enjoying that. And the kids too, you know, like we complain about the homeschool, but I can, you know, I can deal with teaching long division. The thing I'm most worried about, Hawk, is that people can't see me because I was made, you know, as a visual exciter for human race. And now that
really
I'm stuck
weren't.
In this house.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, like people, you know, it's kind of taken away from what I am, not being able to be out there as eye candy for the masses.
Right. And it's the opposite of that, obviously, is what you're trying to say, right? Because finally, people don't have to see you. You sound he sounds staticky all of a sudden, right, Solana?
Yeah, I hear that static now. What'd you do, Crowder?
Do you have a phone, by your computer or something? Can you, is it that? Is it interference?
Better?
No, not really. I don't know what happened. Did you gnaw on the wire?
Maybe my tent leaned a little bit when I went and got some lemonade.
Something strange. There's some static. All right, we're going to try to get that figured out. John Clayton from the Washington Post. He is scheduled to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We do have a ton of stuff to get to. I want to talk about BNT before we continue on here. My friends at BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, really good people, good stewards of the community, if you will, and they're trying to do the right thing. In fact, they had a message up on Instagram that I thought was worthwhile. They wrote something: BNT is here for you. Our hearts are with those who have been affected personally by the outbreak of COVID-19, as well as the many communities around the world that are facing extreme measures in an attempt to slow the spread of the virus. And they go on to say, all business functions to support our clients' projects are 100% operational, and our team members have the necessary systems and tools available to work with you as if you were physically in the offices. And BNT Impact Windows and Doors, I say, if you want to take advantage of being home right now, or maybe your workload has lightened up and you're expecting even a tax refund too, BNT Impact Windows and Doors, you get those PGT custom windows and doors installed in your house, trust me, you will feel more safe and secure than you ever have come hurricane season. The great thing about PGT Impact Windows and Doors, not only does your house look better than it has in years, but your homeowner's insurance might go down as well. So again, this might be a little project for you while you're at home, little home improvement. You call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, have them come out, give you an estimate on what it would take to get PGT custom windows and doors installed in your home. If you want to call them, call 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can go online to bntimpactwindows.com. We're taking a break. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.